Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
We opened the shop in Tustin. Before too long, people were coming in asking if we would take stuff on consignment. And, you know, after a while, if you have 10 or more people asking for you to carry things, it was like, well, why don't we put on a show? We don't have anything here like that.
Are you looking forward to a glittery and whimsical Christmas season? Artist Cheryl Simpson is, and she and her sister Diane White would like to invite you to join them. Cheryl and Diane are co-creators of the handmade-only mixed-media art show Glitterfest. They're going to be having their fall show next weekend, and a lot of Glitterfest fans can't wait to get an early start on their Christmas shopping. Cheryl, before we get started talking about Glitterfest, would you tell me a little bit about your own creative journey as an artist, please?
You know, they designated me artistic when I was very young, and I took lots of art lessons, went to college with lots of art classes and so on and so forth, and then promptly got married and had a family, so a lot of that kind of got put on hold for a little bit. And my sister decided to open a store in Tustin called Whimsy. Originally it had another name, but we've been there for 10 years, and it kind of just allowed me to do what I wanted to do and dabble in lots of things and meet lots of interesting people and sell some stuff, learn some stuff, and it just kind of has, you know, grown from there. So I'm not really good at doing one thing for very long, and I figure I have a lifetime to learn lots of different things, and I like to dabble in lots of different things, whether it be playing with torches or playing with soldering irons, playing with paper, you know, whatever. Whatever I see that inspires me to do something fun, I want to get in there and try that.
Very cool stuff, and the end result is something people are going to enjoy a lot.
Well, I hope so. It's, you know, it's kind of a conglomeration of a lot of really wonderful people doing a lot of really wonderful things. So, you know, it certainly inspires me to move forward and do more. I unfortunately don't have a space to work in, so I get to work when the kitchen table is clear and clear it off and make dinner. So, you know, I don't get to do quite as much as I like, but I still have kids at home. So as they grow and they move on, then I will have something to hopefully keep my mind and my hands occupied.
What are you creating right now that's really fun?
Right now, I like to do little Halloween collages in clock cases. So I have several of those that are finished because I actually am working ahead this time for a change. And then I've been doing some little snowman papier-mâché sculptures that I don't know where they came from. They just kind of popped out of nowhere. I'm working very hard to use things that I have and not go out and purchase more stuff. I have a kind of a bevy of junk that I've collected, you know, over the last 10 years at least. So we're trying to kind of go green and use what we have instead of buying more.
You know, I'm sitting here chuckling because we have a cabinet that I don't dare open for that very reason. We have a little bit of everything crafty. How did Glitterfest first get started?
Well, that all comes from the shop. We opened the shop in Tustin, and, you know, before too long, people were coming in asking if we would take stuff on consignment. So it wasn't just people that were pickers. It was also people that were creating things. And it kind of worked out nicely to have, you know, a variety of handmade art objects there to kind of accommodate or accompany the gift lines that we already had and the antiques that we already had. And, you know, after a while, if you have 10 or more people asking for you to carry things, it was like, well, why don't we put on a show? We don't have anything here like that. The show that we used to attend to visit to buy things had gone out of commission, I guess. So something must have happened that way. But we just kind of thought, well, hey, you know, why not? Let's give it a try and see what happens. And so the Glitterfest was born. The first one was held at the Knights of Pythias meeting hall in Old Town Tustin. So it was a two-story, old-fashioned, wonderful, wonderful building. The only bad part about it was it wasn't air-conditioned, so it didn't work out for more than a couple shows. And then from there, we moved to the Elks Lodge in Santa Ana, and that worked out really well for a while. They have a beautiful ballroom but we had some conflicts there that weren't quite working in our favor. So then we moved it to Anaheim. That allowed us to grow it a little bit and to, you know, kind of, the decoration is as much a part of what's going on art-wise as the artists and the stuff that I produce. So it kind of worked out nicely to be able to grow that whole decorating theme and really kind of take it over the top.
Suppose somebody listening has not yet seen Glitterfest, as I have not. Would you take us on an imaginary tour of what we're going to see on October 10th of this year?
Well, when you get in the door, the first thing you see is the tent. Well, it's kind of a tent. It's kind of a display system that shows you what exactly the theme of the show is. So, for instance, this year it's mermaids. So the spring show was, you know, they were more queenie-crowned mermaids than anything else. And then the fall show is more of a slightly Medusa, maybe a little bit more villainous look. One mermaid has a witch's hat on, the other mermaid has a Santa Claus hat on, because this show kind of encompasses both of those things. So when you walk in, the first thing you see is pretty much the decorations. We did a beautiful ocean-themed wrap around each one of the poles. They're all lit up. There were jellyfish hanging from the poles. We had jellyfish hanging from the ceiling. The windows are decorated. And then as you look across the room, you can see all of the booths, because I make sure that whatever the displays the artists bring, you can see through the entire show. So all you see is all the sparkling wonder, glitter and displays and all kinds of really fun stuff. And you just start walking through, and, you know, it's usually crowded for the first couple hours. There is quite a push to get in at first, but, you know, we have music going. There's lights. There's just all kinds of stuff. It's just a really, I call it a sparkling event. To me, it's, I love that. I love to walk in and take, have my breath taken away by what's going on.
And when you say a push to get in, this is not going to be like the Black Friday craziness. People are pretty orderly. And what time do they start arriving?
Usually they start arriving between 8:30 and 9. We open at 10. We often have a line that wraps around the building, which is always exciting for me, because they're usually, I don't want to call them groupies, but they're people that, you know, are at Glitterfest every year. We have chairs sitting out there so you can sit, so you don't have to stand for that full hour and a half. But yeah, usually the first rush is between, you know, 200 and 250 people. So it is a little busy in the morning, but I think that energy is really positive and really kind of excites everybody as they come in.
What's one of your absolute favorite stories from working with Glitterfest so far?
You know, I think one of my favorite things is we always have a great photo op in the back so that people can take pictures, which, of course, it has to do with whatever the theme of the show is. So last spring, we had two mermaid bodies painted in an ocean scene, and we had wigs, and they could come in, put their head, you know, on top of the body, put the wig on, and take pictures. And some of the best stuff that I see online are those pictures that people have taken and shared with each other, because they're just hilarious. Regardless of what I've got going there, we've had dancing girls where you put your face in the dancing girl's head. We've had, you know, candy frames, all kinds of different things, and those are some of the best things that I encounter.
This just sounds like community and fun. This sounds like an amazing time.
You know, I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite days of the year, and I enjoy meeting all the people. I enjoy that they're very excited to be there. All the artists are very excited to be there, and, you know, I just think that it really worked out well that everybody wants to come together and have a sparkling good time.
What can you tell me about some of the artists who may have Christmas things for our Christmas site visitors?
Well, I have one lovely lady who does glittered Christmas trees, and her display is absolutely breathtaking because she does them in a rainbow of vintage colors. So when you come up to her spot, all you see is this sparkling, like I said, vintage rainbow of colors, that beautiful Tiffany blue, the soft aqua blues, the soft pinks, silver, gold, and to me, I just stand there and drool. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I have another lady that does these cute little snowmen that she uses vintage perfume jars and bottles to build the bodies of the snowmen, and then the top is the little fuzzy head, and they're adorable. And I have another lady that does Christmas collage trees. So it's a tree full of wonderful little, all kinds of different little pieces that are all put together in this tree form. And then I have another woman that does Victorian collages. So she does a variety of ornaments, but she also puts all of these almost kind of steampunky elements together and then ties it up with this wonderful feminine Victorian photograph or figurine or something like that.
I love this. How many artists so far do you have booked for Glitterfest this October?
I'm about three quarters full at this point between home decor and artists. I'm still taking some applications. We're always looking for something unusual, that thing that, you know, you walk by and you can't quite figure it out, so you have to turn around and go back.
So anybody that's unique, anybody different. And I do notice also, since this is going to be airing in early October, you've got the dates up if people don't get in this time for Glitter Fest for 2016.
Yes, you can apply for 2016. It is a juried event. We do try to kind of keep a little bit of an eye on duplicating things. And we like things that I said are kind of unusual, not that you see every day, not that you see at the mall. You know, things that make you think about what that artist is using, how they're using it, you know, kind of turning it on its head a little bit.
So unusual, different, use your own creativity and show some individuality is what I've just heard you say.
Definitely, definitely.
I'm wondering, with everything that's going on, with being a mom, with two Glitter Fests a year, and with some classes I understand you and Diane are teaching at Whimsy starting in the new year.
Yes.
How in the world do you get it all done?
Well, you know, Glitter Fest kind of sits, I don't work all year long. I don't work outside the home just now. So I have one child that's still in high school. The other two are in college, so they don't quite take as much of my time as they used to. But, you know, all summer long I've been working on stuff for October. I'll start decorations as of August. August will flip the shop into that studio situation. I'm building classes for 2016, so I have time to kind of breathe in between. And as soon as all those things kind of start falling into shape, I try to get them online. Sometimes I'm great about it. Sometimes I kind of, you know, rest on my laurels and don't pay any attention. But I do try to stay on top of it.
Our listeners are going to want to know more about the classes you're building for 2016.
Well, I've got lots of lines out. I've got a couple people that are working on getting their project packs together so that I can start putting that up. Robin Dudley House will be teaching in next year. I've got a couple other people that I can't say yet because I don't have confirmation yet. But I think it's going to be really great. You know, this flip is going to allow us to offer more in-depth classes, more things that you can do, you know, maybe some torch work, maybe more soldering, maybe more, you know, larger sculpture, things that you can't do in 4 hours. Because that's, you know, one of my things is I want you to come take the class, learn a bunch of stuff, and finish the project that you started if you can. You know, I've got a lot of unfinished projects from classes that I've taken, and pretty much I'm never going to go back and finish them. So I want you to come out with something finished so you can either wear it or give it or enjoy it, whatever. That's, you know, really what I push for. So this two-day system will kind of allow us a little bit more time to explore and really, really enjoy each other and what we're all creating at the same time.
Now, some people might not be familiar with what you're talking about when you say this flip and the two-day system. What can you tell me about that?
Well, for the last 10 years, Whimsy has been a retail outlet, which we have regular hours during the week. And that has changed dramatically. So we have decided, in order to free up time to do more with Glitter Fest, to do more with the flea market, the Jamestown flea market that we offer, to do more with Whimsy, to go to a studio system. So what we'll do is we'll have studio hours a couple days a week. We'll offer more in-depth classes, which will be, you know, longer classes or two-day classes. We'll have more flash sales where we have people come in, bring their treasures with them, set up the shop in a really wonderful way, and we're open for a couple days, maybe a weekend, and then we're closed down for another month or so. So it allows us to move that shop around in a different way, to use that space in a different way, and to have, I think, a little bit more exciting things happening on a more of a monthly or bi-monthly basis as opposed to the everyday open and having to be there.
This is going to be an exciting change.
Yeah, it's a big change. It's kind of a scary change, but I think it's going to kind of push us to the next level at this point. You know, we're ready for something new. We're ready to move on and try something new. And I think this is exactly what we need to do.
I'd love to have a heads up on your classes as they fall into place when you can actually tell me.
That would be great. You know, if people are interested in knowing about that stuff, we do have a website. It's vintagewhimsy.com, which a whimsy is spelled with a Z instead of an S. And we have an email sign up there, too. So you can always call the shop or you can email us or sign up on the website. Give us your email and we'll send you the information as we go, as the classes get posted, as the new events get posted. You know, email is the easiest way for us to let everybody know what's going on.
VintageWhimsy.com, Whimsy, WHIMZY.
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask you for a Christmas tip for our listeners. A mom is a 24/7 career woman. There's no denying that. So you've got your hands full. What do you do to decorate that doesn't take forever when you have so much else going on? What's one busy woman's decorating tip you could share with our listeners?
Well, we don't decorate the tree in one day. I bring the tree home, usually on the way home from grocery shopping. I have a little, you know, loop that I make, bring it home, My husband brings it in the house, and it may sit there bare for a couple days. Put the lights on, it may sit there bare for another couple days. And then, you know, we try to pick a day where all the kids are home. We have snacks out so that we can kind of go through and eat and snack and get that tree loaded. The tree, for me, is the biggest deal. That's the hardest thing for me to get done. So we spread it over a week's time. I don't try to get it all done in one day. And it's the same with outside. I have, you know, I kind of have a plan. You build on that plan every year. But, you know, it's kind of mapped out in a way. It's very similar every year with maybe an addition of one or two things. And I shop Glitterfest, you know, Glitterfest Fall is a perfect place for me to shop for my mom, for my sister, for my friends. There's jewelry there that's, you know, one-of-a-kind stuff. There's sculpture there for that Christmas or Halloween display, whichever it is. And, you know, I kind of pick up 5-6 gifts there, and that's all done. Even spring, Glitterfest, I think I picked up a gift for my mom in spring. It's been sitting in my closet. When the time comes, it'll be ready to go.
I do that, too. Year-round, I'm Christmas shopping. Where at Glitterfest will people find you with your clock collages and your Christmas mosaics, or Christmas collages, rather?
You know, the whimsy table is usually one of the first two tables inside. That way we can handle the ticket booths, the raffle. We usually have a raffle going at that same time, and any questions out of there. So we're stationary within the first row, probably the first table to your right.
Cheryl also said, when October 10th is over, the festivities aren't.
Well, we're planning a fun event, which kind of coincides with our anniversary in November. It will feature a mashed potato bar.
Oh, I love that. Yum.
You have those pretty glasses and you have all the toppings and everything, and you just come through and eat something wonderful. We'll have a couple of artists that will feature there that will have all of their wares for sale. So you can do a little bit more Christmas shopping that way. And then December will be similar. I don't know that we've got it quite battened down yet. We're still kind of working on what the theme will be. We've done ugly sweater, you know, contests in the past, but I'm not quite sure what December is going to hold. But there is an event plan there. Both those events are listed online. And those details, as they come to us, will be posted there too. Sometimes it's easier for me to get through Glitterfest before I have to concentrate too much on anything else. So there'll be more of that probably, you know, the first part of November or so.
How much fun is that? What date is the mashed potato bar, and is that happening at Whimsy store itself?
Yes, both of those events will be at Whimsy. And let's see here. Saturday, November 14th will be the mashed potato mashup and trunk show. And then our holiday celebration and trunk show will be Saturday, December 12th.
Thank you for not making it Saturday the 5th. Everybody in the world seems to have something on the first Saturday of December, and it's like,
you know what? It almost doesn't matter what you pick. December's a busy month, so, you know, hopefully people will have a little time to stop by. It's a short, you know, 2 to 3 hour deal. Come in, have some food, you know, clink some glasses and see what's available and, you know, just enjoy each other and be on your way. I know December's a busy month for a lot of people, as is November, but you know, it's just kind of fun to see everybody in a situation that's not as high energy as Glitterfest is.
And enjoy the fact that it's Christmas season, which is something a lot of us tend to leave behind as we get busy. I'm very guilty of that.
Yeah, you have to have that time to decompress, and I think that's a good way to do it.
Cheryl, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you, Dad. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You and I have been listening to Cheryl Simpson, co-creator of the juried mixed media art show Glitterfest. Cheryl and her sister and fellow artist Diane White invite you to come experience their Fall Glitterfest show next Saturday, October 10th, at the Business Expo of Anaheim, 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 p.m. You'll find more information on glitterfest.com. That's glitterfest.com. And if you'd like to know more about the exciting classes and changes that are happening at Diane's shop, Whimsy, their website is vintagewhimsy.com. That's Vintage Whimsy. We're spelling Whimsy, WHIMZY.com. VintageWhimsy.com. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be sparkly and full of everything you treasure.